eternal Father, our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Dear God, we want to thank you once again for this morning, for the gift of life, and for the blessing of a new day. We want to thank you for how you dealt with us through the services of since Thursday, Friday, and Lord, you have given us the grace to be here this morning. Dear Lord, your word once again will be broken here. We ask that you come into the midst of thy people to bless the word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that those who have the expectation in their hearts, may it be fulfilled this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So we'll just like to sing, Canaan Land is just a sight. Moses led God's children 40 years. He led them through the cold and through the night. Though the sailors come back, Moses keep on going. Canaan land is just in sight. There will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. Milk and honey is flowing. That is where I'm going. In a land is just inside. By and by, meat and honey is flowing. That is where I'm going. Canaan land is just inside. Do we walk through valley? Do we climb high mountains? We must not give up the fight. We must be like Moses. We must keep on going. Canaan land is just inside. Now let's sing. There will be no sorrow. We will be there by and by. Meek and honest flowing. That is where I'm going. In a land is just inside. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So good morning, friends. The Lord bless you all. I want to say it's a privilege this morning. The Lord has granted me to be standing before the portraits of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank the host pastor and the associates for the privilege this morning to be speaking to God's people. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
So realizing this morning, we are in a convention program, and by virtue of the morning devotion service, I want to speak on a little message, which I've titled, Expectations. So we stand this morning to read from Luke chapter 2, from verse 25. So once again, let's approach the author of the word. Most gracious Father, Here is your word once again open before us. Like a prophet taught us, that any man that's educated can move his hand through the pages of this Bible. But Lord, he said it takes you to give life. As we break this bread of life this morning before your purchase, may you bless it in our hearts. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Luke chapter 2.
You will look very caging.
From verse 25.
Last year, okay, don't worry.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Underline the word there, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Let's read them.
Sikiyesi, okunrin kan wa ni Jerusalem. Oruko re a ma je Simeoni. Okunrin na si se olooto ati olifokansi. O si reti itunu Israeli. Emi ma si bale. E fala si oro yi o. Emi ma si bale.
And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost.
As if he had lati odo emi mimo wa na wa pe
that he should not see death.
Okay, yo, riku.
Before he had seen the Lord Christ.
Yo, to, ri, Christi, Oluwa.
Next verse. And he came by the Spirit into the temple.
O, si, ti, pa, eme, wa, si, no, tempili.
And when the parents brought in the child Jesus.
Nimba, ti, anwo, bi, re, si, be, oma, na, Jesu, wa.
To do for him after the custom of the law.
Lati, se, fun, bi, se, o, fin.
Then took he up in his arm and blessed God and said. Lord, now let us thou thy servant depart in peace. According to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentile and the glory of thy people
Israel.
May the Lord add the richest blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated this morning. So we want to speak around that, trusting that the Lord
will
give you understanding. I'm speaking this morning on expectation. Expectation according to the dictionary is defined as an act or state of expecting or looking forward to an event. But this morning, the Church of Christ, we are expecting the promise of God to be fulfilled. That is why we came this morning to this convention. That's why you came from your different homes. But Abraham said, it takes expectation to bring God down into your situation. It takes expectation to produce the move of God. It takes expectation to bring the dynamic power of God. And the prophet said, when God comes, he does not come like a spectator. He does not come to look how beautiful you look like. He does not come to look at your fine dresses. When the angel comes, he comes to make ability. It's yet to bring every expectation to pass. It's not the spectator.
He's
an ability bringer. If
they
are sick here this morning, with an expectation, that angel will heal them. If they are those this morning, believing God for a blessing, the angel is here this morning to bring it to pass. Only believe, all things are possible. So the scripture we read, it speaks of a man called
Simeon.
It was a time when Israel was waiting for a revival. It was a time where there was promised to be a revival. But before I proceed further, let me read a quote for you. From the message, Expectancy, Preach 1952. Brother Abraham speaking from paragraph 12,
0817A.
Alright, from paragraph 12. Now I want to testify by a text. I'm going to take the text and call it this. Expectancy. To be expecting something. Did you ever expect something? Usually, you get just what you expect. So if you come this morning without an expectation, you will live the same way. But if you come this morning realizing that you are in the presence of King Elohim, that the angels of God are here, that the Holy Ghost is here, then you are going to live here blessed. So Brother Abraham said, usually you get what you expect. And he said, did you know that? If you come to the meeting, I would say, well, I'm going down there. Don't make conventional program a tradition. You have got to be prayed up even before you come for the meeting. You have got to be prayed up even before you come for the meeting. You must have an expectation in your heart as you are coming here. Well, I'm going down there. There's nothing to it. Well, that's just what you will get out of it. If you get down there and say, well, I will go down there. But there's no need of me going because I ain't going to get healed. Well, that's just the way you will go back. But if you come expecting God to do something for you, He will do it. And I want to testify this morning about the power of expectation. When I came to this meeting yesterday evening, I was not feeling fine. I had a chronic headache. It was so strong. But while Pastor Gray was preaching, I said, Lord, there's enough virtue in here. There's still palm in killer. You
see
the same God that healed through your prophet. That same God is not dead. We are not preaching a dead culture. We are preaching upon your failing, reality of God. They see the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I laid my hands on my head. I said, Lord, heal me. And I left the meeting. I still felt it. I still felt it. But I kept confessing that I'm healed by His stripes. I kept believing not promises. That I'm healed by His stripes. And when I woke up this morning to church, all symptoms gone. Why?
I came expecting. I came believing. And I received my deliverance. You can receive your deliverance. Only believe. All things are possible. But the Bible says, if you come expecting God to do something for you, He will do it. It's not my word. It's the word of the prophets. It's the word of God. If you come expecting, God will do it.
Hey,
hey, hey. But Abraham said, unbelief does not hinder God. It only hinders the unbeliever. The scripture told me, that the scripture told me that Jesus went into a particular city that he could not do so much for them because of their unbelief. But this morning, we want to believe God. We want to believe God that God can heal, God can deliver, God can save, God can baptize, God can heal you, it can give you all the blessings. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. Expectation. And if you expect to find something to criticize the meeting, this criticizers of every meeting, at what we will call the scoffers. When Moses was there, the scoffers were there. When we moved to the second Exodus, we found the scoffers. And no doubt, the scoffers must be here. But Brother Abraham told us in the message, unbelief does not hinder God. Brother Abraham said, what it will take to stand this last day's coffers is a scripturally trained church. That means that the church has got to be established upon the revelation of God. Because that is what we defeat Satan. You read the code of the prophets that said the word of God will defeat Satan the devil anytime, any day, under any circumstances. The prophet was talking about having the revelation of that word, because it is revelation that brings prevailing power. He was speaking to Peter. He said, Peter, who do you men say I am? And Peter said, some say you are Elias. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are just a prophet. But he said, Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the chosen one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And said, Peter, flesh and blood
have
not revealed these things to you, but my Father in heaven. And he said, Peter, upon this rock, the rock was not Peter. The rock was not even Christ Jesus. The rock was the revelation of who Christ was. I build my church upon this rock, upon that revelation, and the gate of hell, they cannot prevail. So Brother Abraham said, that revelation will bring prevailing power. So sit back to the text on expectation. We saw that Simeon, it was revealed to him, meaning it was a revelation that you are going to see the Christ. born as a child before you see that. And like I said, it was a time when Israel was calling for a revival. And today, the brides, they are looking for a revival. Do you realize the revival was Christ? And Christ was in the manger. And yes, they still went ahead and were calling for a revival. Church, the revival is here. Because Brother Bram told us in the message, the third seal. Let me read that for you. The third seal, paragraph 187.
Paragraph 182.
Now, that's what the reason today that the revival that we are supposed to have, we have denominational revival. We haven't had a stirring, a re-stirring. We haven't had a re-stirring. No, 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 sir. Don't think we got revivers. We haven't. Oh. They have got millions and millions and millions of church members. But not a revival nowhere. Now this is what I want us to get. Please, I want it on the screen. Third seal, preached 1963-0320, paragraph 183. Because we need to understand the context of the bride revival. Now watch this. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. This was 1963. The prophet had had the first pool. He has had the second pool. Now he's had the third pool, where the seas have been opened. And that same prophet is announcing to you and I that the bride, notice now, not the church. Notice, not the church, but the bride. Now let's see what will bring revival to the bride. This is why what revived Pentecostals, what revived denomination, cannot revive you. There is something that can revive you. It is not the first pool. It is not the second pool. Of course, we love them. But it is the third pool ministry. Let's read on. The bride. If you are a bride, I'm calling your name this morning. Your name is not Brother Precious. Your name is not Brother Isaiah. What's your name? Your name is the word of God. And this word is coming out. It is calling you. It is calling me. And when you hear your name being called, you say amen. The bride, not the church. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. See, there's been no revival there. No manifestation to stir the bride yet. But I thought we had the first pool. The sign by the hand. I thought people shouted and praised God. I thought we had the second pool. The discernment of the heart of the people. Yet, but the bride is coming. Talking to the bride and is saying she hasn't had a revival yet. Oh brother, this is eagle food this morning. Now he said, let's continue. Give me that quote. He said, we are looking for it now. Now I want to see where your revival comes from. I've said something here, that the first pool will not revive you. second pool could not revive you. That's why when we call for a meeting like this, we have got to establish what can bring a revival to the elect of God. Now watch where Uriah comes in. Now we are looking for it now. It will take those seven unknown thunders
out
there. But then Balaam said it was unknown. But now it is known. Because the seven thunders, they uttered their voices. But Abraham said, what are the seven thunders? It's not a mystery. He said they are the revelation that are contained in them seven seals. And that will be your revival. So when we come to a meeting like this, and we don't preach an open book, we cannot bring a revival to the bride. Because you will understand. In Revelation 5, this book was closed. And John was never commanded to eat it. John was never commanded to eat it. So ministers, pastors, you are never commanded to teach the church by a closed book. So when you take the revelations of the seven seals away from the church, what again you are preaching is a Revelation 5 Bible. But Christ, in order, to bring a revival, sent a revelation, 10-7 messenger that could go to the mighty angel and take the book open. Then Revelation 10:8, you find John there being commissioned. Go take the little book. Did the Bible say close? Let's look at it. And the voice which I heard from heaven
spoke
unto me again. Because Abraham said, John is a type of the bride. He said, go take the little book. Listen, in the literature of the scripture, command me something. Who stop me something? Every letter means something. So there was an emphasis here. Go take the little book, which is what? Opened in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. This book this morning is open. And when I preach from it, it will stir you up. It will deliver you. It will heal you. It will save you. It will give you rapture faith. But Abraham said, the seven thunders will give faith for rapturing grace. That is the word of the prophet. So the bride can rejoice at that. Because this revelation is what differentiates you from the people of the world. That is eagle food, brother. That's what we feed on. That's what will give you rapture. But Ram said, May the seven thunders show the bride how to prepare for the great translation hour. Now, let's bring it home. What is showing you? How to prepare? What are the ministers dressing you by? We call it seven thunders, but it's the message of the hour. So when we come to a meeting like this, and we are feasting on this, it is reviving you. Like I said before, I was just under the ministration, and this seven thunder message was going forth, and it healed me. It delivered me. And this one, I can stand there to testify that the same God of yesterday, the same God of yesterday, is still the same God today, doing the same signs and wonders. Expectation. So Simeon was promised that you are going to see the Christ before you die. There's something expectation does. It creates a kind of mentality, a kind of mindset. This is what Brother Abraham said. The right mental attitude towards every divine promise of God will bring it to pass. The right mental attitude, church, that you must have in every meeting, in every services, is this: that faith is a revelation, that every promise of the Bible, they are yea and amen. And this morning, we have come from different places. I can imagine Simeon with his attitude. Every temple day, he walked into the temple, saying to himself, the Lord revealed to me that Christ will be here. And he kept coming. It never meant how long it took. He kept expecting. He kept believing that God who spoke is more than able to bring every word to pass. And Simeon had the right mental attitude. This is what Brother Abraham said. The importance of revelation to a true believer can never be overemphasized. Jesus speaking said that build the church upon revelation. This is why, when you study the message, the fundamental fact of our faith, the prophet said, what Adam lost was not the sonship. What Adam lost was the consciousness of who he is. This is why when the Holy Ghost comes to you, it does not make you a son. When the Holy Ghost comes into you, it is there to confirm your sonship. Don't worry, in the message, the exposition of the seven church ages, but Abraham said, will you not become seed by the rebels? He said, we were seed. That is why we can be born. So what many of you lost, or what many of you lack, is the consciousness of who you are. And this morning, by the word of the Lord, I am declaring to you that you are a son of God, that you are a daughter of God, that you have authority in God, that when you speak the word, God will back it up. Expectation. We have Abraham as our father. One time, Genesis 22.
Nínú ìwé Genesis orí kejì.
But before Genesis 22.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní iwájú èyí.
Genesis 17.
Ìwé Genesis orí kẹtàlélógún.
The Lord visited Abraham.
Ọlọ́run bí Abrahamu wò.
And told him.
Ó sì wí fún pé.
You are going to have a son.
Ìwọ yóò bí ọmọ kan.
And the prophet made us understand.
Wòlíì sì yẹ kó yé wa pé.
That at that time.
Ní ìgbà náà.
Scientifically speaking.
Nípa ìmọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀.
Naturally speaking.
Ní ti ara.
It was beyond hope.
Ó tayọ ìrètí.
Abraham was in a situation.
Abraham wà ní ipò kan.
Where everything was impossible.
Nígbà tí ibi tí òun gbogbo kò ti ṣeéṣe.
But Abraham by faith.
Ṣùgbọ́n Abraham nípa ìgbàgbọ́.
This is why it is called faith.
Ìdí tí a fi pè ní ìgbàgbọ́ nìyí.
Because it's a revelation.
Nítorí ó jẹ́ ìfihàn.
Abraham by faith.
Abraham nípa ìgbàgbọ́.
I love the way my scripture puts it for
me. Mo fẹ́ràn bí ìwé mímọ́ mi ti fihàn.
In Romans. In Romans. Chapter 4.
Orí kẹrin.
Verse 19. If I get that correct.
Kọkàndínlógún.
Please let me have that scripture. Romans 4:19. And be not weak in faith.
Bí òun kò ti rẹ̀wẹ̀sì nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
He considered not.
Òun kò wo.
Remember.
Ẹrántí.
Abraham was under expectation.
Abraham wà ní abẹ́ ìfojúsọ́nà.
Because there was a promise made to him.
Nítorí ìlérí kan bẹ tí a ṣe fún.
And we are under expectation.
Àwa pẹ̀lú wà ní abẹ́ ìfojúsọ́nà.
Because this Bible.
Nítorí ìwé mímọ̀ yìí.
Is filled of God promises.
Ó kún fún àwọn ìlérí Ọlọ́run.
So Abraham.
Nítorí náà Abraham.
Was under expectation.
Ó wà ní abẹ́ ìfojúsọ́nà.
That he was going to have a son.
Wípé òun yóò bí ọmọkùnrin kan.
And I can imagine.
Mo sì lè máa wò.
Abraham was walking through.
Abraham ń lọ.
The land.
Ní orí ilẹ̀ ó rìn káàkiri.
And then I plunge a meeting.
Ó sì lè débi ìpàdé kan.
And then I ask fathers to stand up.
Wọ́n lè sọ pé kí àwọn bàbá ó dìde.
Abraham will stand.
Abraham dìde dúró.
And I say Abraham.
Wọ́n sì wí pé Abraham.
What's the proof of your fatherhood?
Kí ni ẹ̀rí pé wọ́n jẹ́ bàbá?
He said, "Have a promise."
Ó ní mo ní ìlérí kan.
I met a man.
Mo pàdé ọkùnrin kan.
The great Elohim.
Ẹni tí a pè ní Elohim.
He told me.
Ó wí fún mi.
According to this time of life.
Níwòye àmọ́dún.
My wife Sarah.
Ìyàwó mi Sarah.
Shall have a son.
Yóò bí ọmọkùnrin kan.
It doesn't matter what Sarah's womb was like.
Kò ṣe àkókò wa ò ń bí inú Sarah bó ti dòkú tó.
I don't know your condition this morning.
Mo fẹ́ mọ ipò rẹ ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
I'll try and test. But I want to tell you something, church. You came from a seed line of Father Abraham that considered not his own body. Abraham was not looking at the symptoms.
Abraham
ko
wo awon ami na.
But Abraham said many times.
Arakunrin Abraham wi pe ni opolopo
iba. We look at the symptoms.
Anwo awon apele.
Let me finish the scripture.
Eje ki kan inu iwe mimo.
And I'll read the quote.
Mo si mo ayo kankan wa.
I will find a place to put to a close.
Ìnọ́pà mo mú
wa. And being not weak in faith.
Òun kò rẹ̀wẹ̀sì nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
He considered not his own body.
Kò wo ara rẹ̀.
Now dead.
Bí ó ti dòkú.
Let's break it down.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká
wò báyìí. His body was dead.
Ara rẹ̀ ti di òkú.
Doctors have gone to the hospital.
Ó ti lọ sí ilé ìwòsàn.
They have told Abraham.
Wọ́n ti sọ fún Abraham.
This is your condition.
Ipò tí ó wà yìí.
Nothing can be done.
Kò sí ohun tó lè ṣẹlẹ̀ mọ́.
I don't know whichever report they have told you.
Èmi ò fẹ́ mọ àkọsílẹ̀
kẹ́sọ́ fún ọ. Maybe for a ailment.
Bóyá nípa
ìlera
rẹ.
Maybe for a condition.
Bóyá nípa
ipò kan. And they have given up on you.
Wọ́n ti sọ pé kò ṣe é ṣe mọ́. Mo fẹ́ sọ fún ọ̀yin arákùnrin.
Whose report would you believe?
Ìròyìn ta ni ìwọ yóò gbàgbọ́?
The report of your doctor.
Ti dókítà níbí.
Or the report of God.
Àbí ti Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
That said by my stripes.
Mo sọ wípé.
You were healed. I said you were healed. There was Abraham church. Considering not the symptoms.
Abraham ko wo awon ami
na. Not the condition.
Ko wo ipo na.
Not the reality.
Ko wo ohun ti o
fo. Not what doctors told him.
Ko wo ohun ti awon dokita.
Not what his father told him. Not what his mother told him. But Abraham.
Ṣùgbọ́n Abraham.
Look at the promise.
O wo ìlérí
na. Look at the promise.
O wo ìlérí na.
Look to the word.
O wo ọ̀rọ̀ na.
Look to Christ.
O wo Kristi.
All things are possible.
Ohun gbogbo ló ṣeéṣe. Amen.
He said they consider not his own body.
Ó ní kò wo ara rẹ̀.
Now dead.
Bí ó ti dòkú.
I will not argue with the symptom.
Ẹ ń wò ní ma wù sàríyànjiyàn pẹ̀lú àmì náà.
When the head was on my head yesterday.
Nígbà tí mo rí orí wífọ́ náà ní orí mi.
I will tell you the truth.
Mo sọ ìtọ́ fún yín.
I had chronic headache at the night.
Ẹ̀fọ́rí tó ní agbára mo tún ní ní òru.
I could not really sleep.
N kò tiẹ̀ lè sùn gan.
But each time it came.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ó bá ti ń wá.
I confess the word.
Mo ń jẹ́wọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
That I expected God can heal.
Mo mọ̀ pé
Ọlọ́run lè wò mí sàn. I confess that I am healed.
Mo ń jẹ́wọ́ pé a ti wò mí sàn.
And I'm talking to you right now.
Ní òwúrọ̀ yìí lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí.
This edict was not a normal one.
It is
as if they was using knife to punch my head. It was so strong. But I displayed the attitude of Father Abraham, who never considered the deadness of the body. I know we have many elderly people here. God bless
you, sir.
And each time I'm to pray for an elder,
I always
tell them this scripture.
I've
never seen one scripture that told me that healing,
he was
it's only meant where you are young. There's no one scripture for that. The Bible said, is the children bread. Regardless of your age, regardless of your condition, if you are a believer, you have a right to it. But it's your expectation. What are you expecting from God? Maybe you never got it Friday. Maybe God will have visited you on Thursday. And maybe yesterday that I got my own. This morning service might be your own. Don't come to this morning meeting without an expectation. Come believe in God. That God, I believe you. If you can heal blood pressure, if you can eat blood pressure, then you can heal me. If you can deliver that brother, then you can deliver me. If you can give the Holy Ghost to a sister, then you can give me my own Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Abraham, regardless of what he saw, regardless of the condition, he confessed the word. Now let's listen to this. From Brother Abraham. In the message, Believers Thou,
1950,
0716. Put it on screen. Paragraph 11.
Oh,
I'm closing.
Now,
I want you to do this. I want you to get just what I'm saying now. Then owe to it while I'm speaking. Will you do it? You never lift any higher. You never lift any higher than you confess that you are. It's your confession that saves you. Let's go on. He that confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. Now we are back in power of expectation that produce a mentality, that produce a mindset to confess the promise of God regardless of the symptoms. When you say you are sick, Brother Abraham said, you are sick. Now I'm not preaching Christian science. This is not motivational speaking. I'm not motivating you. Let's see what Brother Abraham called the power of confession. Now I am preaching the power of God and the Holy Spirit bears record of it. When the believer confesses the
promise.
So regardless of Sarah's condition, I believe Abraham took faith. And the Bible said it was counted for him for righteousness. Abraham, I wake up every morning.
Abraham, you
looked at Sarah.
Yo, was Sarah.
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 Can you feel this kicking?
Sarah
will say no.
Sarah, you say
Sarah. Abraham will say Sarah.
Abraham, you will Sarah.
Your name is no longer Sarai.
Oru correct, you get Sarah.
Your name is Sarah.
Oru correct, it is Sarah.
You will have your child.
Oti baoma re.
Every morning, Abraham kept confessing.
Abraham, jewo yi.
I am Father
Abraham.
I will have a son.
Inwo bi omo kan.
And his name will be called Isaac. You might wonder. What about Ishmael?
And Ishmael
in Genesis 22. When God himself came down to speak about the son, he did not consider Ishmael. Because in the program of God, there's only one set of people that's under consideration, and that is the bride of Christ. So we saw Abraham,
Baba Abraham,
kept confessing that, and the Lord brought the promise of God to Abraham. In closing this morning, from paragraph 65, from the message, Believers Thou,
1051, 1003.
As instrumental begin to play softly, you might have been crippled a long time, sister. But even now,
he's
sitting at the right hand of God to make intercession. The little girl may always have to wear those braces from polio, sister. See, you might have to, but even now, Lord Jesus, you might be sitting here with the cancer saying, the doctor told me I have to die. But even now, Lord, whatever, you might have been to every doctor there was in the city. He told you there was no hope for you. But even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, whatever you are expecting from God that made you to leave the comfort of your own,
Brother
Abraham said, God will do it. And he sat at the right hand of your father to make intercession upon his death, his burial, and the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is, even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, God will do it. I said, God will do it. As we bow our head to pray, can you play that song? Jesus breaks every fetters. Fetters of unbelief shall be broken. Fetters of doubt, the Lord shall break them. I don't know what has brought you into this meeting this year. But while we are in prayer, the same Jesus that healed is even here.
Oh, why
not you begin to talk to the Lord?
Is it
Lord, this is my expectation. I don't want to leave the same way I came. Lord, I've come every year.
Lord,
this year shall be different for me. Let us pray. The people who are talking to you, making that confession, regardless of symptoms, regardless of their condition, they're looking to Calvary. Lord, realize you are not currently working for us, and all you will do, you have done. But you take the expectation of their heart towards the meeting to bring your power down. Your power is already here. The bright power is already here. That is the revelation of the seventh thunder. Lord, may the people begin to see they were not looking for something great to come. That what we need to stay the bride is already here. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
So God bless you. So we have some prayer requests that I want us to pray. We have a request from Reverend Mark Peter.
Ani ebi adura kala to do eni owo.
He said, I crave for your prayers, brethren. For my sister Elizabeth.
Fun arabinrin mi Elizabeth.
Ometere Falade.
Falade, Ometere Falade.
That the Lord grant a perfect healing from high blood pressure. And kidney related issue. She went for a blood yesterday. Also remember. My family,
I be me,
that God heal us of high blood pressure and make our health perfect. Thanks. And may God bless you all. Let's pray for this request. But I want to encourage the brother who wrote this, that I've seen God who can heal any kind of disease. Your prophet made us to understand that these things, they are demon. And he said, Satan's army, they are commissioned to bring disease. But he said, your army, they are commissioned to cast them out. So this demon of high blood pressure, kidney-related disease, Lord, we rebuke and cast them out this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pronounce healing virtue upon this family. And we declare and decree that they are made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have another request here from a brother
or a sister.
God bless you, church. I want the brethren to join me in prayer. For my son and his wife that has been married for some years now. That God should bless them with the fruit of the womb. This is in line with what we spoke this morning. And I also want the church to pray for my daughter. It's been over 11 years I saw her. Help me pray that God should locate her heart back home. I believe by the grace of God, by the anointing of God in this meeting this morning, that this request, the Lord shall bring them to pass. So dear Father, the same you that gave Abraham for more than 25 years, the fruit of the womb, give to this sister in the name of Jesus Christ. And a daughter that has left her for more than 11 years. Lord, before the meeting will end, may your supernatural hand touch that heart, turn it, and make her to remember her mother in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And we have another request
here
from Sister Makinde.
It's
in Yoruba. So the interpreter will read for us and then we'll pray.
Yeah, mo dupe lowo Olorun fun ebi adura ti mo mu wa ni odun ti o koja. Mo dupe nitori pe o ti gbo adura na. Hallelujah, Oluwa seun. Mo tun wa fi omo mi Olumide le Oluwa lowo wi pe ki Olorun ba mi ba emi o le wi ninu aye re ki Olorun tun ba mi fun ni ogbon ati oye. Let me translate it. I am grateful to God for bringing to pass the prayer request I brought here last year. He has answered it. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Then I am now praying, committing my child, Olumide, unto God's hand, that God will rebuke the spirit of stealing in his life, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. So, we thank the Lord for the answered prayer, and it's the same answering God. And even now, the demon of theft can be casted out. Dear Jesus, Bring this boy before you. We rebuke every hand of Satan upon his life. Just the same way you could save the sons of Sister
Atterite.
Lord, you are the same God. And your prophet made us to understand that the mothers, parents, can apply the token over their children and it will keep them. Lord, we apply the token over that boy and we rebuke every devourer hand from his life. The demon of theft, we cast it out. That the mighty hand of God shall come upon him and that boy shall be delivered. We confess he's delivered. We believe he's delivered. So shall it be. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Ati ami.
So God bless you. As you welcome Pastor Sam Fagbeso.
Bi ati pe olusuagutan Fagbeso.
To close the meeting.
Lati wa mu
isiwasi. As we sing the song.
Idanuduro bi ati nkorin na.
Grace. Grace. God grace. Grace. God, grace, grace. Father, we are grateful to you for waking us up to see the light of another day. Thank you for this gathering this morning. Thank you for your word that we have heard, Lord, to steer our faith and to renew our hope and expectations. Lord Jesus, we ask that you, the Holy Spirit, will plant this word deep in our heart and give us true expectations for the services of today and that of the rest of the services. Lord, we pray, O God of heaven, that our faith will be anchored on your word concerning all our needs and desires. Lord, that as you have given some people testimonies, ours will also be a testimony also. Thank you for your servant you have used. We pray you renew his strength, recall him, and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, gracious Father. As you commit the day into your hand, that you have the preeminence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let's listen to this couple of announcements. Said so the porters said that sisters should not throw pure water nylon. Pampers.
Ati lady oma
and part
ati awon mi ti an fin tele
into the toilet
sino toilet yo
but wrap them in black nylon
se won lojo sino nylon dudu kan
and throw them in the dustbin
ki won si ju won sino ile ile.
Cleanliness is
imototo.
Kindly pick the nylon pieces of papers and bottles that litter the chapel environment and drop them in the dustbin provided in the premises. Let's remember that our breakfast is within 7:30 and 8:30. I will be seated for the morning service by 9:30.
May the riches of God's blessings be our portion. Shall we rise? It is raining all around me. I can feel it. It's like a rain. Oh, ride on Jesus. Give us more rain. So we can be wet. So we can be soaked. With the laughter, it is raining, it is rain all around me. I can feel it. It's a laughter, it's a laughter rain.
Oh, right on.
Over 1,000 people, you'll be hearing about 50 of them. The others are asleep. May God deliver us from sleeping. It is rain all around me. God bless you, you can dismiss. All around me.